Okay, we're going to start on the first page, page 174. On 174, the laws of Purim. Okay. Kasvu hator v'yashulchan aruch. The Bechadik l'porim mutu l'sanois l'fneim. So the first laws of the din of Tainis Esther. Okay, boy, Zayin. Right, Hilchos Megillah. Okay, you see on the bottom where it's the lower portion? Ois Aleph. Okay, Tov Reish Peivav Din Tainis Esther Boy Zayin Sifim Kosu Ator V'Yashulchan Aruch The Bechanik V'Porim Mutul L'Sanayis L'Fneim L'Achareim Ad Kan L'Shoinei.
I was learning my son the Kitzur. The Kitzur was like this year, and I never did this book. If you don't fast on Thursday, you should fast on Friday.
Please. That's what the Kitzur Chanoch says?
It's in the Kitzur.
Okay. Maybe we'll see here also. Okay, maybe we'll see here also. That's what it says. It says, okay.
Well, the Kitzur class.
So you have definitely. So that's what it says in the Chanami. If you can't fast on Thursday, so you fast on Friday. Not necessarily. You're not going to a tiny seber. Not necessarily. There are people who fast Friday. There are many.
If you can't fast on Thursday for some reason, then you have to fast on Friday.
The only reason why you don't fast on a Friday, you should not go into Shabbos in a state. You should not go into Shabbos in a state of hunger. So the solution to that is that you break the fast right before Shabbos begins.
You can do that.
A tiny show. It has to be a tiny show. I don't know all the details, but there are many situations where fasting on Friday is permitted. It's permitted. Absolutely. Kasu atur v'yashulchan aruch v'chanukah v'purim mutar l'sanayis l'fneim l'achareim ad kan l'shoinei mikra kolaymer avagav d'kayim lon d'lihim chanukah v'purim loy bol l'megillas tainis k'mashe kasa b'simen tov kuf ayin gimel megillas tainis kasa v'duchol ha'kodesh bo also gam l'fneim l'achareim l'sanayis. There is a halacha. Everything that's listed, any holiday that is listed in, say, in megillas tainis, the same way that we do not fast and deliver hespedim on the day of the day that's mentioned, it is forbidden to fast and deliver hespedim before the day before those holidays and the day after those holidays. Now, Megillas Tainis is bottom. All the days listed in Megillas Tainis we no longer observe, with the exception of Chanukah Purim. So, as far as we are concerned, Chanukah and Purim are active. Megillas Tainis is still active with regard to those two holidays. Therefore, we would assume that the general rule of thumb that you're not allowed to fast or deliver hespedim is in effect on the day before Chanukah and the day before Purim and the day after Purim and the day after Chanukah. Yet, umikol makom, even though that's what logic would teach us, would tell us, umikol makom mutar lisanois. You know why? Because in that respect, before and after, Megillas Tainis is indeed bottle. Okay? Megillas Tainis is bottle for all the holidays. By the way, what he's saying over here is very controversial. We once spent a lot of time on this, Megillas Tainis. He's saying here an incredible chiddush. He's saying that Megillas Tainis is not entirely bottle. Chanukah Purim are still alive. All the other days are bottle. And even Chanukah and Purim, the rule of Lifneim Uliachareim is also bottle. Many Paiskim say that Megillas Tainis is bottle 100%, even Chanukah and Purim. So why then do we celebrate Chanukah and Purim? Because there's another takana. There's another takana of Chanukah and Purim that is outside the world of Megillas Tainis, and there are Nafkaminis. There are Nafkaminis in other, which I don't remember. Now I don't remember all the Nafkaminis. But Megillas Tainis has a set of rules. If Chanukah and Purim is part of Megillas Tainis, then we have to follow those rules to some degree. If Megillas Tainis is bottled 100%, then the fact that we observe Chanukah and Purim has nothing to do with Megillas Tainis. Has to do with the Takanas Chazal, and it has its own set of rules. And don't confuse us by mentioning anything that's mentioned in what it says in Megillas Tainis. That would answer his question off the bat. Because then it would mean, Einochinami and Megillas Tainis is a general rule that before and after you're not allowed to fast. But Chanukah and Purim is not because of Megillas Tainis. Oh, but Chanukah and Purim are mentioned in Megillas Tainis. You're right. It used to be there were tzvei dinim in Chanukah and Purim, like a brisk alumnus. It used to be in the olden days, the reason why we observe Chanukah and Purim, number one, mitzad hakonas chazal. Number two, mitzad Megillas Tainis. Two different reasons. And Megillas Tainis carries with it its flavor, and Chazal bring into Chanukah and Purim its flavor. Megillas Tainis is bottle, l'mavotel, fine. All we're left with is Chazal, and Chazal allowed us to fast Erev Chanukah, Erev Purim. But the Aruch HaShulchan is not saying that. Aruch HaShulchan is saying that Megillas that the Chanukah Purim we observe still ad Hayoyim Hazeh midin Chazal and midin Megillas Tainis. Oh, so you'll ask me then we have to follow all the other rules of Megillas Tainis that Lefneim L'Achreim should be Aser. That far we don't go. Even that prat has been bottled. That's the chiddush. Aruch HaShulchan is molly chiddush. It's incredible. He has a yisoidus. A lot of yisoidus he brings out, and a lot of things are novel in his understanding. Mikol Malkum again, the middle of the line, the middle of the paragraph, the last words of the line. Mikol Malkum mutul nesanis mishum deleinyan lifneim uliachareim gam chanukah purim badla period. The afshe shcholkim leinyan chanukah kamasha kasa besim tofresh ayin mikol Malkum. Even though there are those that disagree that hold that erev Chanukah you're not allowed to fast. Mikol Malkum, maybe when it comes to Chanukah we might be more machmir. But you've never seen a person not fast Tainus Esther in a year, not like this year, when Purim is in the middle of the week. If Purim is on a Tuesday, Tainus Esther is on a Monday, right? Whether you like it or not. Mikol Mokom Tainus Esther Niskabel B'chol Yisrael, period. Uvereish Megillah Aminon Yud Gimel Zman Kihil Lakolhi, that Yud Gimel, the 13th day of Adar, is a day of assembly. What does that mean? Uperish Rabbeinu Tam Sheakol Mis Asim Litainis Esther. What's the day of assembly? Everyone comes together to fast, to commemorate the Tainis Esther. Uboim b'nei hakafarim l'ayorois loymar slichois. The people in the villages, they come into the cities. The people from far away, the rural areas, they come into the cities to say slichois. V'tachanunim l'fi shabo nikalu la'amoid al nafsham. It was on that day everyone got together, assembled to spare their lives. It was a war. There was a gezerah l'hashmid laharog ula abed es kol hayehudim on that very day. It was a very great sakana, and that was not bottled. That gezerah was never bottled. The only thing that we had working to our advantage, there was a counter takana that you're allowed to protect yourself. It's like immigration. All the immigrants are out. But there's another law. There's another law that says the immigrants, the police department, sanctuary cities, the states have a right to protect their citizens. Okay, so one's not a steward, the haiva elu ve'elu, just a matter of where you find yourself. So that's what happened. They need to be rachamim avul rash. That's according to Rabbi Shavu Tan. And by the way, it's a misnomer. I don't remember. We didn't discuss this in detail a long time ago. Is why is it called Tainus Esther? Esther did not fast on the 13th day of Adar. Esther fasted. It's a machloek Israel. It was erev Pesach on the first day of Pesach. 3 days. There were 3 days when she fasted, but it was Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tezvav. Or some say it was Yud Dalet, Tezvav, Tezayin. It's a machloek is exactly when it was, but it was Pesach. So that's not Tainus Esther. So why are we bringing in Esther's name into Yud Gimel? Yud Gimel Adar. It's a good kasha. It's a very good kasha. There are a lot of answers to this question. I don't remember any of them at this moment. Maybe when we'll come across it. But yet it's still called Tainus Esther, I guess, simply because it's Megillas Esther. It's all Esther is her name is associated with the holiday.
What should it have been called?
What? Tainus. A Yom Tzom. I mean, what? It's a Tainus. It's a Yom Tzom. Tainus Purim. Yom Kihila. Yom Kihila, why is it called? I don't know. Avul Rashi,
but it's about.
Or? Avul Rashi Zal, now Rashi Zal Perish, Zelinin Acher, Vahainu Shinikalu, Hinoki Mevehem, Rashi says that Yud Gimel Zman Kilakol. When the Gemara talks about Yud Gimel Kilakol, this is a quote from the Gemara. The Gemara has a discussion. When are you allowed to lay in the Megillah? The Gemara has a drasha that we're allowed to add 2 more days. There are two more days to the original, Bizmanehem. It should say Bizmanam, and it says Bizmanehem, which allows us to add 2 more days to the original Purim. In other words, there's no question you lay in the Megillah on day 14 and day 15, because that's when the miracle happened, 14 and 15. And we have a drasha to add 2 more days. So when should we add the 2 more days? Maybe we should add it 16 and 17. The Gemara says, V'lo yavar, you can't go past 15. So we'll add day 14 and day 12 and day 13. The Gemara says, no, day 13 I don't need a pasuk to be marbe, that you can lay in the Megillah. Because the 13th day is really a chelik of the Etzem Purim. Why is the 13th day a day of Purim Mamish? It's Yom Kihila, day of assembly. So therefore, I don't need a pasuk for that. So what then are what then is the drasha coming to be marbeh? The Gemara says coming to be marbeh day 11 and day 12. Now when the Gemara says we don't need a pasuk to be marbeh day 13 because day 13 is called Yom Kihila, what exactly is the translation of Yom Kihila? So Rabbeinu Tam says it means a day when everyone assembled to fast. Since time immemorial, everyone got together to fast. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, Zed linyin achavin shnekalu lihinokim yoyvehem ayin sham. Doesn't mean they get together to fast. It means that's the day when everyone, that's when the miracle happened. The miracle really happened on day 13. Day 14 is a day of celebration. It's v'nochu. Day 13 is the ikur yom of miracle, of Purim, because on day 13 is the day when no one died. It's a day when it was slated for us to be destroyed. That was the day of Chorbin, the day 13, and nothing happened. That's the day of they gathered to defend themselves. That's the day of miracle. So according to the Parish of Rashi, Yom Kihila has nothing to do with a fast day. Yom Kihila has to do with the day of assembly to prepare for war.
That's what the Kitcher brings
down. What?
The Kitcher brings down.
So he's bringing down the Parish of Rashi. So Uvishel Tois Durab Achai, Parish Vayakel, Mufurish Karabeinu Tam. Now, there they learn not like Rashi, like Rabbeinu Tam, that it means day of fasting. V'zel l'shonei, ma'i kihila, yoim tainis, u'ma'i yoim kinisa, shem, what does it mean, yoim, it's a day of tainis and kinisa, shemiskan sin, bo, everyone gets together, bo, v'yoyishim b'tainis, u'mevakshim rachlam, ad kan l'shonei. V'arambam perkei m'tainis din hei, kosav d'tainis zekuk zecher l'tainis shenis, Shenis Anu Bimehamon Shemar Divrei Hatsomos Vizakosom Ad Kan Loshan Vatur Kosav Kaminutam Ayin Sham. Okay, so therefore basically he's saying over here is that we're following the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and this also goes well with the Rambam, is that Yud Gimel is a day of Tainis. And that's why we fast on Yud Gimel no matter what. The ain lishal hot saim zem furish bekra. The chassid says the pasuk likayim bohem yimei apunim oelak asher kimal na nafsham yal divrei hatsomos v'zak hasam. That this is it's in the Megillah. It says tsomos, days of tsomos of fasting v'zak hasam. Ach b'yemes the divrei hatsomos lo koy alakayim el hachi perushoy. Maybe you'll ask this lakayim means we have to fulfill the days of tsomos. So that's not what it means. El hachi perushoy. L'kayim es yimei ha-purim, we have to fulfill the days of Purim. L'mishteh v'simcha, kasher kiyam alei murchai ha-yehudi v'yesra malka, v'kasher kimu al nafsham v'al zaram, divrei hatsamos v'zakasim. So he's coming over here to give us a perish nispasik, kolaymar, kimo shekol yisrol kiblo leim arba taniyos, l'zecher churban beis ha-migdash, kimo yikein kiblo leim yom eilu l'mishteh v'simcha. It's unbelievable perish what he says over here. This is like off the charts. Off the charts, to appreciate what he says over here, what he writes over here, it gives us an entirely new perspective in Purim. Again, what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, the words of the Pasuk are, L'kayim, it's the end of the Megillah, L'kayim, Es Yimei HaPurim O'Ele, as Yimei HaPurim, L'mishteh V'Simcha, that the Jewish people accepted upon themselves to fulfill the days of Purim as Mishteh V'Simcha, Kasher, just like Kiyam Aleihem Mordechai Yehudi V'Yester Amalka, like Mordechai and Esther fulfilled these days, they observed these days of Purim as a celebration for the miracle. V'chasher, and the reason why we celebrate Purim is Kinu Al Nafsham V'Al Zaram, they fulfilled upon the Jewish people were Mekayim upon the Neshamas V'Al Zaram Divrei Hatzomos V'Zakosam, just like they observed the Dalid Taniyos. We fulfill Purim just like Mordechai of Yester fulfilled, commemorated Purim, and just like Klal Yisrael from time immemorial observed the Dalit HaNiyos, so too we also observe Purim. You'll ask the question, Purim is the complete opposite of the Dalit HaNiyos. The Dalit HaNiyos commemorate the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Asar B'Teves, the siege, the breaching of the wall, the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and Yom Kippur is a day of Din. That's a different day of Inu, the day of Din. So the Dalit and Purim is in that category, but Purim is not a day of sadness. Purim is a day of happiness.
It's a balance.
Exactly. So the answer is the Ikur Simcha of Purim. See, this is the thing which most people don't. This is the big topic of discussion. The Ikur Simcha of Purim is the Beis Hamikdash. We always think, most of us, including myself, we think of Purim as it's nothing to do with the Beis Hamikdash. Purim is a day of recognition that Hashem imoy anochi b'tzara, even in the deepest times of hester panai, the anochi haster aster panai. Today we can relate to this. Every time we have a difficulty, Hashem is there, and Hashem protects us through derech hateva in our times of difficulty. Does this have anything to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash? Nothing. There's Tisha B'Av, there's Asher Avos B'Tammuz, Asher B'Teves, some Gedalia. No, that's not what he says. This is the other perspective, the other end of the spectrum. That Kishem Shemishenichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha Kach explains this Chazal Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. For example, there's a minhag Yisrael to put a poster. Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. Where do you put that poster? Where do you put it? Where? You put it, you hang it from the ceiling, you hang it in the kitchen, you hang it in the dining room. You're supposed to put that poster in the Amma al-Amma that you have in your house that has never been finished, L'zecher L'chum Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Mikar Hadid, people don't do this anymore. You don't see it, so it's not so common, but it used to be, and some people are very makbid on this. When you walk into their home, there is an Amma al-Amma that's not painted, that's not finished, that's not prepared. Zechel Chorben. You ever see this? I've seen people this. I even see this in Yeshiva. I saw this in Orachayim. In Orachayim in Queens, around the corner of Rabbi Lander, around the corner from Lander's College, there's a beautiful yeshiva called, Lander's also a beautiful yeshiva. You ever go there? It's fantastic. Around the corner, there are three yeshivas in one area. Chavetz Chaim, Lander's College, and Orachayim. Each one is a masterpiece. Each one is a palace in and of itself. So in Orachayim, when you come in, they have there an Amal Amo that's not been finished. Zeicher L'Chorben. When you put the poster, Mishnichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, it goes in that hole. Uh-huh. It covers up that hole. Because the Simcha of Purim is the Simcha of the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And this is on many, many levels. First of all, through the miracle of Purim is where Daryavesh, the son of Esther, gave permission to the people in Eretz Yisrael to continue to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. With Achashverosh and Haman, they came to an end. Achashverosh's 10 sons orchestrated a whole bilbul that they should stop building the Beis HaMikdash. Along came Esther and Daryavesh's son. They said, no, now we're going to once again. So the miracle of Purim really ushered in the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, which is a sign for us, nice of a similar banim, that the time will come when we will once again be given permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. That's one level. Look, Adar, another example. Mashmim al Hashkolim. What's the Simcha Mishnichnas Adar Mashmim al Hashkolim? What are the Shkolim for? The Shkolim is for the Beis HaMikdash, to bring the Kurbanos. Our Shkolim preceded the Shkolim of Haman. Haman paid. What? For Kapar, but what are the Shkolim for? Kurbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. What? No, but the shkol, not that's not the shkol. The shkol that we give is manazeh. Is the shkol that we give is for the korbanos. Everyone, achodesh zelachem roish chodeshim is the mechadesh de'avoida with new shkolim. It's for the Beis HaMikdash. It's for the korbanos of the Beis HaMikdash. And these shkolim is what was mevatel the gezera of Haman. Haman gave shkolim, and our shkolim preceded his shkolim, which preempted his shkolim. Also, the Beis HaMikdash. So you have to understand that over here, he's saying it's an incredible yisoid what the Aruch HaShulchan says, that we mekayim Purim. It's a pshat in the pasuk. Mekayim esimia Purim o'ele, kasher kim alei murchav yesta murchav yehudav yesta malka, just like they were mekayim yudalid and tezvav, and the kasher kim al nafshem yal zaram, and just like Klal Yisrael observes Divrei Hatzomos V'Zakosam, just like Klal Yisrael is mekabel to observe the Dalid Taniyos, that's the same way we're mekayim Purim. Ma'in Shmita Etzel Har Sinai, it's a chelek of the Dalid Tzaymos. That's why also many experts in music tell us that the nigun of of the Megillah is very similar to the Nigun of Eicha. I'm not a music connoisseur, so I don't get it. But I've heard this. I've read this in many places.
We have a few psukim.
Okay, we say we lay in four psukim in the Nigun of Eicha. Right. That's also very interesting. We lay in four psukim in the Nigun of Eicha. But even the Nigun itself, those who are knowledgeable of these in Yanim, they claim that there is a similarity. There's a strong similarity in style between the Nigun of the Megillah and the Nigun of Eicha. I don't know what, I'm just telling you what it says in the books. What's the connection?
What's the fourth fast? Tzom Gedalia?
Tzom Gedalia.
So,
what's the kesher?
Because Tzom Gedalia was the last hope. Even though there was a Churban, there was still a settlement. There were still Jews living permanently in Eretz Yisrael with the permission of the government. Nebuchadnezzar said, you people, you're going to stay here, you're going to settle the land. And it's going to be your land. It's no Palestinians allowed. Okay? No Syrians, no British, no Turks, no Christians. It's your land. There's a Churban. There's no Beis HaMikdash anymore. Everyone, the majority of Klal Yisrael has been killed and exiled. And you're dealing with a few hundred people. But Nebuchadnezzar says, this is your land. You're going to occupy it. You're going to sell it. You're going to develop it. It's Eretz Yisrael. It's your land. Who knows? From then, maybe in a couple of years, I'll let you rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And what happened? They murdered Zechariah. And when they murdered Zechariah, when Nebuchadnezzar finds out what we did, they're going to kill us all. They all ran away. Now there's no one there. No one there. No one's there. It's a land grab. It's up for grabs. It's the Wild West. And Enoch and Avi, whoever, they came in there. And it's been a struggle. It's been a struggle now for 3,000 years to get it back. Right? Because once you leave it, once you let go, gone. So in fact, that's even worse. Tzom Gedalia, in many respects, is even worse than Tisha B'Av. Because it was the end of the end.
It was the nail in the coffin.
Nail in the coffin. Asar B'Teves is also worse than Tisha B'Av, because it was the beginning. Aschalta de Paranusa. So Tisha B'Av is not so bad. Tisha B'Av, really, I mean, really, Chazal say this. Tisha B'Av, there are many respects that Tisha B'Av is more lenient than Asar B'Teves and Tzom Gedalia.
You would fast on Shabbos.
Tisha B'Av, according to Rabbeinu Tam Taisis, if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, there's no Tisha B'Av that year. Forget it. Off. Oh, you went Nidche? You don't have to do Nidche. Other fast days are so chomor, you just can't be mevatel, so we'll fast on Friday, we'll fast on Sunday. But Tisha B'Av, listen, you already did Asar B'Teves, you can do Tzom Gedalia, so you don't need to do Tisha B'Av. If it's Shabbos, so this year you can get off. You can get off easy. That Tisha B'Av, in that respect, is more lenient. Okay, this is incredible. This pshat, he learns in pshat on the pasuk. Don't underestimate this chiddush. This how he learns pshat on the pasuk, and because it touches in the core of what Purim is all about. Purim is an extension of the Dalid Tzaymas. You have to, when you darshan, you know, there are four mitzvos on Purim. There are four mitzvos: there's matanos levyoinim, mishloach manos, seudas Purim, and mikra Megillah. You can probably darshan those four mitzvos correspond to the four Dalit Tzaymas. There are a lot of fours in Purim. You have to, every time you look at Purim, you have to right away with this Yisoid, wait a minute, Purim is the other spectrum. So how do they all come into play when you're looking at Purim? Okay, let's now go further. I'm in the middle of this paragraph. Paragraph Beis. I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the beginning of the paragraph. Kolaymar. Kemosha kol yishol kibolayim arba taniyos lezeicher chur beis hamikdash kemoikein kibolayim yamei lulim mishle v'simcha. Now he says that's not only his idea. Okay, it's not the Aruch HaShulchan. It's really the Ran. The Ran, Perek Beis, the Tainus. The Al Karachach Tzachlam Akein Duchat Tainus Mordechai V'Yester Chayu Benisan. Therefore, you have to say this pshat in the pasuk, and therefore, what is he trying to say over here? When it says in the pasuk, Kemoshe kimoleim divrei hatsomos v'zaakosam. If you don't think, you would say just like Mordechai the Esther fasted. When did they fast? Tainus Esther. They fasted, and when did they fast? The 13th day of Adar. That's not true. When they fasted in Chodesh Nisan, as we say many times. V'yamru, The Alkark Tzoch Lema Kain, the Hotainus Mordechai Yesohoyu bin Nisan was in Nisan, Kilimaforsh Mimsach the Seifrim, Reish Perchafal, Vizelashon, Minigra, Bersenu Shemarov, Lesama is the fast Gimel Yimei Tzoim Mordechai. The Minig was in Ma'arov. Okay, in Ma'arov, where's Ma'arov? Where's Ma'arov? In Eretz Yisrael, Koy Lestanis Gimel Yimeit Soy Mordechai V'Yester Prudos Ula'achar Purim Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni. There was a minhag to fast after Purim, leading up until Pesach, 3 days. Bahab. The Bahab is Kineged, the 3 days that Esther and Mordechai fasted on Pesach, Erev Pesach. What?
You could try to go into any house Erev Pesach. There's nothing to eat.
There's nothing to eat. I wouldn't say that, all right, but V'achar Purim Sheni V'chamishi V'sheni V'lama Ein Masane Oysa B'Chodesh Nisan. Why do we do this at the end of Chodesh Adar? Why don't we fast during the 30 days of Nisan? Because in Nisan you can't fast. In Nisan there's a ban. There's no Tachnon in Chodesh Nisan. Some people have a lot of tzar. You know, some people they love saying Tachnon. They love. You know, it's not a bad thing to say Tachnon. Have an opportunity to put your hand down on your head and to say Tzar li ma'oid. It's a koyach atzvila. You know, it's not so easy to get to just ban it for a whole month. Ad kan l'sharei lo huskar klal tainis Esther shukoydim Purim. There's no mention of tainis Esther before Purim. V'gam midivri harambam muchach kein shukosav zeich l'tainis shehisanu b'mei homon v'is lakadaitoch dekibu aleim ein zez zeicher. It's always zeicher. And l'choiv gomor tainis. It's a choiv gomor tainis. Divri kabola v'chomer tuva. Uvi emes ein anan mekablim tuva b'tainis Esther k'mo shusbo... Anan Makalinon, we're very lenient. So if this is really a Kabbalah, if you're telling me that when it says in the pasuk Kamosha Kiblu Alehem, they were Makabal Divrei Hatsomos V'Zakosam, if this really refers to Tainus Esther Yud Gimel Adar, then the halacha should be we should be very very machmir with regard to Tainus Esther, and yet we find that we are so lenient. So lenient in Tainus Esther, much more lenient than any other Tainus.
Right.
So it doesn't make sense. Obviously, when it says they were Makabel, it's not referring to Yud Gimel Adar. It's referring to the Dalit Soymas. Because indeed, the Dalit Soymas,
when did they move the Tainus? They did it the second year already, right?
When did Tainus Esther begin? That is a topic of discussion. If it began later times or earlier times. I think some hold that it became a minhag much later it became a minhag to have a Tainus Esther on Yud Gimel, but it was not built into the original Purim holiday. That's what I remember hearing. But he's just coming to say that we have a pasuk. The pasuk says that the Jewish people were Makabel Purim, just like the Umakabal, the Divrei Hatsomos Vizakosa. If you're going to tell me that pasuk refers to Tainus Esther, you're mistaken. Because, first of all, there was no fast day. There was no fast day on day 30. Now, the truth is, that's not so simple. Now, today in the Israeli army, in the IDF, Rahman, so whenever you hear them, there's a war going on, and the war is Yom Kippur, or the war is on any other Dalit Simos, and you read the news, you'll always read between the news, you'll always see the chief rabbi, and told all of the soldiers, eat on Yom Kippur. Mm-hmm. Like when the Lebanon or whatever there's a war going on, you have to be at Yom Tzom, Yom Kippur, there's no fasting on Yom Kippur. You're in the battlefield, eat. That's true today in modern times. But in ancient times, that was far from the truth. Ancient times, pumfakeret, even if it's a day when there's no tzom, adraba, the way you would fight in battle is when you would fast, because you need a zechus. You need the zechus, and the weakness that you're suffering from fasting far compensates, the zechus of fasting far compensates for the weakness you're suffering because you're not eating on that day. Okay, that was in ancient times. So someone maybe want to say is that since it was the day 13 was Yom Kihilah, was the day when the war, when the Goyim, when everyone got together to save themselves, it's very, very logical, everyone fasts. I think the Mishnah Berurah is down. I think the Mishnah Berurah is down. It's very logical that everyone was fasting on that day on Yud Gimel because there was a war going on. It's not like today when there's a war going on, we eat to be strong. In those days when there's a war going on, you fast in order to have a zechus. So therefore, from that came the custom that we should continue fasting every single year on Yud Gimel on the Yom Kihila. Okay, but any of them, but it cannot be, that's what Shabshat in the Pasuk, because that's what Pasuk says, then we should not be in the halacha that we should be so lenient with regard to Tainus Esther. The E, Sal Gadayt, the Kibla Leim, Kibla Leim, Einze Zecher, El Choyv Gamor Tainus. The Devei Kabbalah, the Chomer Tuva, the Evas Anu Makilinan Tuva, the Tainus Esther. Sheyispa'er, as will be explained further. El al karach mashakasav. Therefore, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, he is of the opinion that the correct and only true interpretation of the pasuk of divrei hatsomos v'zakosam is the dalid tzaymais. And if you want to say that it refers to the fast of Esther and Mordechai, so that we also to some we don't do this anymore. It was done 3-day fast after Purim Bahav. When Purim is over, you do a Bahav. 3 days, Monday, Thursday, Monday, and to be mekayim as a zecher for Mordechai and Esther fasting 3 consecutive days. We don't do it in Nisan because Nisan you may not fast because of the Hakamas HaMishkan. So instead, we do it earlier in Chodesh Adar. The Abach Kosav, the Das Rambam, the Tain is a little parenthesis over here. The Das Rambam, the Tain is Zuhavi Tain is the Divrei Kabbalah. The Chaber Tuva Ayin Sham, period. The Rambam appears to disagree. The Bach holds in the Rambam that Tainus Esther indeed is a Dover Chomer Ad Mo'ed. It's Divrei Kabbalah. It's like Tainus Esther. When the Estaiti Ein Ekein V'yemesh Shebeshem Haravit, Kosav Haran, Sham the Divrei Hatzemus V'zakosam Koy Al Tainus Esther Ayin Sham, Om Gam Haravit Lo Yomar Zer Raklis Samach Ba'almok V'Hosham Kevlik. He's Mephapal on this in Yon, but the Rami Nechalam may indeed have a different opinion on this matter. Okay, what time is it now? Let us stop. We'll pick up tomorrow, take a short break. I want to talk about some other in Yonei Purim.